It's your boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, y'all know what the fuck it is. It's your boy Chuck Nichols, and I'm here for another smoke session, huh?
Yeah.
This time I got a long lost cousin of mine. I tell you, every time I bring somebody on here, they family. So go ahead, tell them who you is and where you from, and you know what you do.
Yo, it's your boy Alex Sims, aka Scooty Sims.
Scooty.
Not Scuddy. Scooty Sims from Bridgeport, Connecticut, man. Word. What's going on with you, boy?
I'm regular, man. I'm hyped to get you, you know, rocking finally. We finally linked up.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, definitely has. You've been putting in a lot of work, bro.
Yeah, I've been trying to, man. It's not easy, man.
Not at all.
But I've been trying to stay consistent as far as like work and shows and man. What you see is what you get. Right now.
Yeah. You actually over the summertime, I seen you travel out to the city and do some like art shows and whatnot. And I saw you. Yo, what was that? That stage on the top of the bus.
That was paper. What's his name? Paperboy of New York. He's. I got a boy named Ari. He's a fashion designer. Shout out him. Please look at my ass. Go follow him.
Word.
Please look at my ass on Instagram. He's a viral fashion designer. He's been in Vogue. He's done things for Post Malone.
Word.
So long story short, he's like, yo, bro, I know these influencers out of New York.
Uh-huh.
Come out and sing. The custom piece you see me had on, made that.
Word.
So he was like, yo, come out. I'm going to introduce you to a couple people.
Okay.
Show them what you got, man. Get yourself out there. Next thing you know, it's this DJ named Dick by Air.
Okay.
From New York. He put me on the bus, and after that, it was history.
Yeah.
I got booked to sing at a rave a month later.
Word.
So,
how was that?
Where was that?
New
York.
Word.
Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't breathe out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
We was outside, but I still couldn't breathe,
man.
But it was so dope. Like, you get the best support from strangers, man.
Yo, listen.
So it was amazing. The love was crazy because they didn't know me out there. So it was dope to receive that love, man.
Yo, and you know what's crazy, bro? We did some tours, right? And we traveled as far as South Carolina, bro. And people knew our Connecticut anthem, bro. That shit is so dope.
See, because they
so dope.
People be tapped in, man.
Yeah,
people
that shit is so dope, bro.
Yeah, so.
Fucking, how long you been doing this shit?
Well, I've been singing since I came out the womb. But as far as being an artist, I've been taking my artistry serious for about the last 8-9 years now.
Word.
Yeah, but I just put out my first album last year.
Okay.
I would just do singles. I was doing R&B Wednesdays for like 3 years straight.
Uh-huh.
I did that because I wanted to, you know, let people know who I am before I start putting music out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Then when I put the album out, it was received well, and we just went from there, man. We just went from there. And then, like, I literally just kept, like, I don't even if you know, I used to do battle rapping.
Word.
Like, I did that for a little bit, but I did ciphers. I've done it all, man.
What made you do battle rap? Like, what? That was your first thing? Like, you started off there, and then you started singing? Like, what?
I was singing first, but what happened was, when Drake came out,
okay,
he introduced a wave that I've never seen before.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, Drake is not all the best singer, but he has a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And he combined rapping and singing.
Uh-huh.
But my dad, don't let my dad hear me. My dad would be like, he ain't do it. Bobby Brown did it first.
Yeah.
But, you know, Drake, it was Drake for me. So then I'm like, oh, shit. Then I used to get high, rolling up my blunts, me and my brother, we would all sit and freestyle. Like, I could freestyle better than I could sing style. Sing style is singing off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Freestyling is rapping off the top of your head. I could do that way easier than...
Than singing? Sing style.
What? Of course I could. Because, see, with sing styling, you got to sound good, you can't... Your breath's got to sound good. You got to hit every note. We're rapping. You just got to...
Go for it.
You feel me?
Yeah,
you got to make them feel what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. True shit.
I've been doing this for a long time.
What would you rather do, Scooty? What would you rather do? Because, listen, like you just said, there's that rap style. There's that sing style. Like, I literally can see you touching both styles, but what would you rather do?
I would say singing. I can't really, you know what? Right now I'm going to say singing because that's going to get my key. That's my key to get me in, right?
Okay.
But I feel like, nah, singing. But you know, Chris Brown had a rapper album. Chris Brown had a little era where he was rapping for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going dabbling it for a little bit, but singing is
and he's dope. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, there's artists that do R&B that's dope at rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Some of them even sound better. Mm-hmm. You know who confuses the fuck out of me?
Who?
Tory Lanez.
You not lying, bro.
He confuses me because he can sing, but his bars is crazy. If you listen to what he be saying, his bars is ridiculous,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
So, but singing is definitely where it's at for me. Yeah. Definitely where it's at for me. It's what got me. It's how you know who I am. Not by no bars.
Word.
You know me because I'm a singer. Yeah. So it's the singing I'm gonna have to go with.
If you had a chance to tell yourself your younger self starting as of right now, meeting your younger self as an artist, what would you say?
I my freshman year in high school, I would have took my voice and my passion for singing much more seriously. Why? Because I'm a great singer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a great singer, but I feel like I could have done more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could have accomplished more as far as like going to college and being in them big choirs.
Mm.
So I would have stayed at that. I would have stayed on it. Like instead, I had a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to get a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I got introduced to marijuana.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
right?
I'm saying? So life was doing its own little thing. So I never really lost my voice, but like I said, I feel like I would have put more time in. I wish I would have put more time into it in my high school years.
Word. So in high school, you did any of the like talent shows and shit like that?
I danced in high school. I did the talent shows. I did everything, man. Like, it's sometimes the industry feels like high school. What I mean is, I'm walking through the. You know how you switch classrooms?
Yeah.
Everybody know me.
Word.
So it's like, it's the same thing in the music industry. Everybody knows me. Now it's like, okay, you doing this, you doing that. So now we all setting foot and putting our foot down in our careers and what we want to do. So that's what I feel like. At the end of the day, when you in the music industry and you got one thing and you got another thing, it's always so fucking mixed up and all over the place.
Yep.
Yo, I remember one time in high school, I did this talent show, Shanetta. You know Shanetta Walker with the dreads? You gotta know Netta.
Netta, yeah.
We're very instrumental.
That's my homie.
Oh my gosh, yo. We did this talent show and Netta was playing the keys. And we were singing Ashley Chestnut and, you know, it was a turning point in my life because people was looking at me, they was clapping. Then graduation, I sung I Believe I Can Fly.
Word.
I had the whole auditorium, you know, the whole auditorium just going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, from there on, it was just like Alex Sims, the singer. Yo, you still singing? I'm 31 years old, and I can still see people from high school, and they don't ask me about nothing else, but are you still singing?
Still singing.
So, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that crap serious, bro.
I mean, I have to. It's something that I want to pay my bills, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to tell you how much the budget for the show is. It's ridiculous.
Man. I bet.
It's ridiculous, but I was just saying the other day on Facebook, I just thank God that I'm able to do that, man.
Yeah.
I just lost my job. I just lost my car. I had a big-ass truck, you feel me? But guess what? My show is paid for.
Word.
I got everything I need.
Yeah.
You know, nothing stopping, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I just thank God. You know, people be like, yo, you paying to do that? Like, you in the industry, that's what you have to do. That's what the brands and these record labels is doing. They're paying for you to perform. They're paying for your photo shoots. They're paying for your tours. They're paying for all of this. But guess what? If I can do it on my own, all that money come back to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to need a team. But like right now, doing it on my own is more efficient.
Yo, this is Big Rich at Richard Dotson Photography. Telling you, if you ain't listening to Smoke Session with Nichols, then you fucking up. Smoke Session with Nichols on Anchor and anywhere where podcasts are available. You heard?
And we back. We apologize for the technical difficulties. All right, where was that? So, of course, it's harder. You definitely gonna need a team to just do like your marketing and promotion and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel what you're saying. about you, you know, just doing it on your own. Because I see the work, bro. I definitely see the work. And I can't even say, like, you crazy for doing it yourself. You know why? Because you know how you want it to be. And you know how hard you want to push yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So that's definitely a one-up. And I definitely appreciate you just putting your music out there. And just because people need music, bro. People need me. Like, I don't know. This new shit, I'm up. I don't know. This new shit is kind of different for me.
It's very saturated.
That and like, everything is drill music. Everything. Everything is drill. Everything is drill.
See, with me, with my music, with my album, I want you to cry. I want you to laugh. I want you to be sad. I want you to be mad. I want you to reminisce. Uh-huh. You feel me? I want you to go through the motions of life. You feel me? With my music, I want it to always be relatable. I want you to be like, damn, I could relate to a time when I felt that feeling or when I went through that similar situation. So I try to always be different from the new sound.
Yeah.
You know, that they always say the R&B nowadays is not really R&B. I think that it is R&B. It's just a form of different explanation, you know.
Yeah.
It's men now are different than the men.
Yeah.
Back then, I come from the era where the men would cry for the woman. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Come back home, baby. I need you.
Yeah.
Now, we're in an era where the niggas telling the bitch, I don't need you. I got mad bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, trying to mix the two, or trying to, you know, just... Because in order to fit in, you got to meet society standards, which is kind of fucked up. But that's what I do. That's what I do. But I always keep it true. I always keep it true to where I came from. Casey and JoJo, Usher, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, you know, these Barry White, you know, the real singers, yeah. The real balladeers.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was literally going to ask you who's your inspirations that you just went off just now. That's kind of dope. Great minds thinking like type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah. You did this show with Maya, bro, I saw.
That was Maya, bro.
Legendary, like
that was amazing, bro. Let me tell you. First of all, shout out to what's his name, Majestic Dyer.
Okay.
He's amazing, right? He put me on. Somebody was like, "Yo, we looking for openers for Maya," and somebody tagged me in a status. So I'm like, "Oh, okay." I paid what I needed to pay. I did the show. It was amazing, bro. So he's the reason how I got connected to do the new venture that I'm doing.
Okay.
So, but the Maya show was amazing, bro. To see all the lights.
Yeah.
I mean, the stage was familiar because it was the same stage that I've always been on for R&B Wednesday. So this feeling was familiar, but to be opening for a star, I used to be dancing to her music.
My
mom used to be blasting. I wake up Saturday morning, my mom blasting her music, smoking her weed, cleaning the house.
Yeah.
So it was surreal to me to be opening up.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Who else was on that bill?
It was me. It was Antonio. Shout out Antonio. I forgot his last name, but he's from Hartford. He's a great singer. Kiss Monroe. She's a great singer. Couple other artists, I wasn't too privy of who they was.
Word.
But they did well. CT artists, they came and they put down. But you know, me, I came and did my motherfucking big one.
That's what we talking about.
But you know, they definitely came and did their thing too. Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them. So, you done any other shows?
I haven't did too many shows since then. Because like I said, right after that show, I jumped into a whole nother show.
Okay.
We could talk about that.
What's up?
The new show now is December 16th at the Oakdale. I'm opening up for Monica, Joe, and John B.
Woo!
That will be the biggest move in my career thus far.
Monica, Joe, and John B.
The first song that I ever sung on the phone, my father was in prison. You know, shout out to my dad.
Word.
He did murder 9 years. 3 months, right? So while he was gone, you know, I would call, he would call and shit like that. And, you know, when he would call, I would sing to him. Uh-huh. The first song I ever sung to this dude was Monica, Never Meant to Cause You No Pain. And guess who I'm opening up for at the Oakdale? Monica. Monica was one of the first it's for my female inspirations. You got Monica, you got Mary J. Blige, you got Brandy.
Okay.
Those my three, those three right there.
Yeah.
So to be opening up for Monica is like manifestation on a thousand. Like then Joe and John B, that's just a bonus.
Come on now.
So I haven't been doing any, to answer the question, I haven't been doing too many other performances because, you know, you gotta work to fund this shit.
Yeah.
I've been working like crazy, bro. This shit is not cheap.
It's not. It's not cheap, and it's not a game.
So I, being that I'm doing it on my own, I'm focusing on one thing at a time. So I did the Maya. That was what, 3 months ago. Now I'm doing this right here.
Yeah, this is big, bro.
Yeah, man.
This is fucking big.
I can't say how proud of myself I am, man. Enough. I don't know if you was following. If you was following, I was this time last year. I was going through it with another artist, a female artist, in Bridgeport, and it was to the point where, because I felt like she's like a big sister to me.
Okay.
And it's like you, if you was an R&B singer and I considered you like a big brother. It's just some things you're not gonna let your little brother be out here doing. You're gonna help him and put him on with certain things.
Yeah.
Long story short, I felt like nobody wasn't showing me no love. I felt like nobody wasn't showing my artistry respect. And here now, not even a year later, it's a total 360.
Yeah.
Total 360. Yeah. So
it's like that though. It's crazy like that.
So
it's crazy like that.
So now what I'm doing now is I'm using my platform. Now that I got my point across, and now that I have the eyes and I got everybody looking, I'm doing all I can to, one, be positive.
Yeah.
You know, always be positive because it's so easy to fall into negativity.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy. Two, to always be consistent.
Okay.
And three, to always show love to other artists and to earlier artists that's coming up behind me.
Yeah.
Because we all need that. If I had that, where would I be right now?
Right.
You know? They say you can't really cry about spilled milk. All you could do is create a better atmosphere yourself.
Mm.
So that's what I'm doing.
Word.
That's what I'm doing.
Word. Yeah. Hell yeah. Smoke Session with Niggas, we take an official commercial break because we took a technical difficulty last time. But we back at it. Got Scooty Sims in here. You know, we chiefing it up. We blazing about to find out what he's smoking on and shit. Absolutely. It's your boy. Fuck with us.
Yo, it's your boy Trap Jimmy. Smoke Sessions with my man Nichols. You already know. Getting fried off that Gorilla Glue.
Smoke Session with Nichols, we back at it.
Yes, sir.
Got my guy in here.
Scooty Sims.
Yes.
Chuck Nichols.
It's your boy.
I already know.
Y'all know what it is. Fuck yeah. So, let's continue. So, what do you think about the R&B game right now? Do you think it's lacking? Do you think it needs to be more? Because I know a couple of R&B cats,
mm-hmm.
not too many in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, like, literally. And what do you think? Do you think people need to come out more? Because I think everybody's trying to be a rapper, bro.
Yeah.
I think people can sing. I really do. I swear. And they have the talent to sing. But the rap shit is so watered down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That it's easy for these niggas to pop. You feel me? So it's like it's easier to pop than R&B because I'm like this. I'm a hip-hop artist. I rap. I write rhymes. And I just feel it's harder to write an R&B song than a rap song.
And being an R&B singer, I can actually say that I can agree with that because I could write a rap, a freestyle like that. You know, and me writing a song, I would have to... It takes more time. But to answer your question... I think the R&B singers nowadays, they're weird. I'll start off saying that.
Off top.
They're weird. They're weird to me, but I wouldn't say that they're not R&B. You're absolutely right. A lot of people are trying to fit into that mold of being a rapper, singer, and I think that's bullshit because, you know, there's no more real feeling in the music for me.
Yo, but there's rappers that's doing that singing shit, like, with the auto-tune also,
but bro. That's bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you can't.
You know what's that? Ray J, Jeremiah, when they did the verses, them niggas sounded horrible. Omarion, them niggas sounded horrible. So when it come time to really show and prove, the real will always supersede the bullshit. But like I said, it makes it harder for people like me, artists like me, real R&B singers to get in, because guess what? Now I can't just be an R&B singer. Yep. I gotta know how to rap a little bit. Yep. I gotta know how to be a TikTok, do the TikTok dancer. Yep. I gotta be able to influence people to follow and do this and buy this. And so if you can't do all of that, they feel like you're not an asset or you're not something that they can shop or becoming a brand of something. So I feel like these R&B singers nowadays are doing what they're fitting the mold of, the criteria of the mold that's set now. Mm-hmm. They don't have no choice.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice. So I just feel like, you know, you need to do like I'm doing, you know? If I get one single hit distribution, all I need is one hit. And that's it. That's all I need, because I can do the rest on my own. I'm doing it on my own right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the R&B singers now today, they're just trying to fit the mold. Real R&B is coming back. Slowly, but they gotta do what the label say, or they gotta fulfill what the contracts say before they can even really start to even show you who they really are as an artist.
So would you say you going for, what are you going for? You say you going for distribution. You're not going for like a record deal, because remember, let's talk that, because back in the day, niggas was like, yo, I'm trying to get this record deal. I need to get signed. Like, what are you trying to do, bro? Like, cause shit is so, I want to say shit is simple now that you can. I hate
this question.
I believe it. And you know what? It's one of those things, like, I don't know. I'm not a journalist. I swear to God. I'm not, bro. I never went to school for this shit or nothing. I just like convo, and it's like, I really want to know, though.
I'm gonna start off by saying, whatever God puts in my path and sees fit for me, then that's what I'll do. But me, my manifestations, I want a distribution deal. I want a record deal. But if we can't negotiate terms to where I'm still making the majority of my money, you know what I'm saying, my royalties and all that other good shit, then I don't want the record deal. I may have to. Glorilla had to.
Yeah.
But look at her. The album. Look. Some people do 360 deals and get fucked. But some people do 360 deals and they do some shit and they make money and they make the money back and then some. And, you know, from the shows. So it all depends. But I want a distribution deal. I feel like that's what I'm trying to build. I'm more than a singer. I'm funny as fuck. Bro, I'm funny. Me and my grandmother alone are funny as fuck. So what I'm trying to do the next year is packaged. Like I said, remember? The influencer.
Yeah.
The comedian.
Yeah,
the
TikToker. Yeah.
I'm trying to fit the mold, because why? They not going to look. I'm not good enough just to be a singer. There's a lot of singers. There's millions of singers.
Yeah.
What makes you, you know what I'm saying? What makes you that person we should sponsor? Why should we just give you a distribution deal or not a record deal? Why should you get most of your money and we not and get the less? You know what I'm saying? You got to show your value.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm valuable. That's why I feel like I want a distribution.
You know your worth, bro.
I know my worth.
And that's what I tell people, like, know your worth, bro. Like,
I put my money on me every time. All the time. Hell every time, bro.
Hell yeah.
Every time.
Can't lose when you put your money on yourself, bro.
Somebody said, yo, you paying how much to sing at this open up for Monica Joe and John B? I said, yo, the fucked up part about it is, this is how you know people ain't even encouraging you and you doing, you ain't even asking nobody for nothing. Niggas ain't saying, wow, that's what's up. They saying, damn, you paying? Yeah. You should be asking me, how am I able to do it? Nigga, what you doing? Mm. How you able to do all this on your own? Mm. All of it. There's not one local artist right now who you know that I know is doing it by themselves. They all got a solid team. Scooty don't, bro. Mm. Everything you see I do it on my own.
Word.
So,
yeah. Real shit.
I deserve everything that I I deserve everything that's coming my way, man. Humbly, respectfully. You feel me? Because we all, it's enough for everybody to get
something. Hell yeah.
But I know what I deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So, it's just that time for me. So.
It's about time. I dig it. Yeah. I definitely dig, bro. Trust me. Yo, let me ask you this off subject, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I seen you wearing those do-rags with the devil horns.
Yes.
You gonna patent that shit? Or you... Because I really ain't seen nobody with the devil horns on the joints. I didn't see them.
That's not my design. That is Ari's design. Please look at my ass again. It's Pete. It's please.
But I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm saying.
It's his. He's...
No, I dig that.
Yeah, but...
But you need to become the brand, the ambassador of that. Yeah, like,
yeah,
real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna stunt, bro. Like...
Yeah. What I want to do is then you kind of spoil it because now I got to
tell
you.
Oh, don't talk about it then.
Nah, I got to tell you. Fuck that. All right,
let's do it. Let's do a smoke session with Nichols.
What I want to do for the show is I want to have them, I want to get like a gold silk do-rag through the horns, right?
Word.
Long horns. But I want to do like a long train in the back. So as I'm walking out, I got two beautiful women, one on this side, one on that side. They like, as I'm walking, you know, on the stage and shit, instead of it dragging on the ground, like, just look like
yeah, royalty, yeah, you know yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's the idea that I want to do with the devil horns.
Oh, man. Yo, I swear to you, yo, I seen that shit. I was like, yo, everybody he's killing them that. Shit.
Everybody
yo, I shout out to you, bro. Like, no lie. Because when something's original, you got to shout out the person, like, yo, that's his design. Granted,
yeah,
but tell him make you the brand ambassador of the fucking devil horn do rags, bro. I mean, that's all. Yeah, that's all.
Man, definitely, I'm definitely trying to be the ambassador of that. Actually, I am the ambassador. Just like I said, I haven't been consistent as far as with other artists, you know, even me, as far as meeting up with you, because yeah. I've been focusing on this show so much, so.
Nah, shit is real. Life is real. Colors. Life is fucking, listen, Smoke Session with Nichols, bro, I'm around. This shit
That's
is,
what's up, man.
This shit is, you know, this shit is what I love, and whenever we get the bill, bro, we build. It's mad time still, so. We here. I'm here
absolutely,
with you.
This
is our vibe right now, absolutely. So I fuck with you, man. You know
I
what it is.
I fuck with you too, man, and I appreciate this real
hell
talk,
hell yeah. Let's talk about Alien.
Oh, my shit. Alien.
I ain't gonna tell
it. Let me change the light real quick because before you came, it was that color.
Okay.
Right? I didn't turn these lights on since last year, right? And
okay.
I turned the light on. And I said, I need to sit down here and catch a vibe because literally I was rolling up and the light was green, bro. And the beat was playing. Cause it said, I'm an alien, got green blood in my vein. Yo, it's crazy. So what's up? What you wanna know about Alien?
Oh my
what
god.
What you wanna know about Alien, man?
So I wanna say how I really hit you in the inbox first off when you dropped it and I ain't stunting. I told you I was a fan.
Yeah.
And what did I say in that message? Like, yo, this shit is crazy. I'm a fan.
You need to get on the podcast.
Yeah. Like, that's what it was. Like, I'm a fan, bro. How'd you come up? What made you fucking...
Write that?
Not even, because you had to step out of your body for that. You had to have another dimension. You had to travel, like, to your fucking... home planet,
yeah,
to write that with your peoples. You feel yeah, what I'm saying? Like
absolutely.
Different shit. Like, what made you like? What? How'd you get to that zone though? Like,
oh man, I was in album mode actually,
uh-huh.
So I was like, yo, I need to hurry up. It was 12 tracks on the album, so I was in album mode heavy, bro. I was about to cut my dreads, so I was like meditating. I was transforming into something new.
Okay.
I was sitting on the step. Matter of fact, I was sitting right here,
uh-huh.
And I was rolling up and I was smoking. And you know, my son and my cousin, my little cousin, they were sitting at the top of the stairs. They love when I do music. So
yeah.
That look at you, look at me. We are not the same. I had to differentiate me I went through a cocky phase. Like I said, I was beefing with another artist, and I just had to let motherfuckers know that we ain't the same. Yeah, we are the same, but we are not the same as far as what we bring, what I bring as an artist, what you bring, how you talk, how I talk. Also, if you listen to Alien, Alien is about attempting suicide. And how through that pain, through attempting suicide, I met somebody who was just as damaged as I was. And out of our pain, we found love. We found each other. You know, that's what I'm saying. Look at you. Look at me. We are not the same. I don't feel human. Nigga, I'm a Martian. I don't feel the love inside. My heart is full of darkness.
Let's go.
Raise it to my wrist and on my skin, I feel the sharpness. As I see the... You feel me?
Yeah.
Might as well do it. Because ain't nobody listening. Bet you if I did, same people will be missing me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Screaming out for help, but ain't nobody listening. Same people say they got your back and they here for me. Out here in this motherfucking galaxy. Fuck the fake love that was kept for me. Look at you, look at me, we are not the same. I was going through a dark phase.
Oh my gosh.
I was going through a very, very dark phase in my life. But I was shedding that skin, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was at the end of my tunnel. So it was like, it's a dark song. It's kind of a dark song, but you can turn up to it.
Yeah. And
you can turn up to it.
It's like, you gotta, I listen to words, bro. And I listen to, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I was gravitated. Because I always felt, no lie, like, I was a part of, like, Zulu aliens, you feel me? I've been a Zulu all my life, yada, yada. Shout out to Zulu Union. And it's like, I felt like that. Like, so that song, I gravitated to that song when you dropped it. And shout out to Esco. Esco did the video, right? Oh, my God. That's my bro.
Yo.
That's my brother.
That's my brother, too.
Word. See, we family. You know what it is.
We did this whole video. This whole house was a fucking mess, bro. This right here was the club singing. Upstairs in the room was the spaceship. And, yo, you was on phones in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I was
really hating it.
Yeah. Yo, bro, listen. Like, his brain, bro, and, like, the artist's brain together is amazing. Like, he comes up with some shit. And like, that video is dope also. Shout out to you. Like, you know, and shout out to you for your music, man. Like, real shit. Like,
I love the fact that I told him what I wanted.
Yeah.
We had a meeting. He literally, from my ideas, he had like a packet. He like had like a criteria, a breakdown. And it was just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
His professionalism is through the roof. Like,
Escobar Films.
Oh, man.
Shout out to him, man.
They say you're not doing it if you don't have at least one video by him.
Mm-hmm.
So, word. My first one was by him. So,
you know. Yeah.
You know, yeah, but Alien, that's what started, because everybody was already fucking with me, but Alien is what really started everybody like, yo,
yeah,
Scooty,
yeah.
So yeah, man,
yeah,
and that's not R&B though.
It's not.
See, but what we was talking about earlier?
What is that, sing style? What is it?
I don't know, but remember we was talking about earlier. Remember you said earlier the mold that these R&B artists have to fit in order for y'all to even look at me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, I did, bro.
Because, like, you, I understand you, what type of man you are because you a Zulu.
Yeah.
But the average nigga ain't gonna want to hear no other nigga crying for no bitch on no track now, baby.
Yo, not even that. I'm an 80s baby, so I pretty much grew up around that shit, that Jodeci and all that. Yeah,
but they not gonna play it in a car for their girl.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But they'll play Alien.
Yeah.
Look at you, you're not just come on, man. So that's why I did that. Yo, Sholi, that's how I knew I was doing something right. When, after we did it, the video was so dope. Esco had invited me over. It was me, CK, Christian Kennedy, Eminem, shout out to him, and Sholi.
Yeah.
It was just us three over there. We was chilling. They was putting shit on the grill. Sholi said to me, yo, you wrote the shit. You wrote the fuck out that song. That you, 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 you really wrote the fuck. This is your song. Like, this is the song that you need.
Yeah.
Once the lyricist himself told me that, I'm like, okay.
Yo, when you, like, push that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Push that shit, bro.
I'm definitely going to push it. Definitely going to push it. But Alien, that's, I think that's one of my, I think.
You performed that shit?
Plenty of
no, I'm saying, like, is that in your set list when you, like the joint coming up with Monica? See, are you going to bang that shit?
See, I'm so, like, I'm battling because, okay, Monica, Joe, John B. These are all 90s artists. I'm thinking, like, okay.
You got 90s shit?
Hell yeah.
So do that and then hit him in the head. Hit that beat and hit him with the look at you.
It'll only be right, right?
Yes, it'll bro. Only be like, right. It'll come only be on. Right. You got to do it. Yo, Smoke Session with Nichols. We're going to take one more break. Come back with my guy, Scooty, you know? It's your boy.
Scooty.
Oh, man. Shout out to y'all that's still listening, man. I do appreciate y'all. Everybody that's overseas that listens.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Word. Thank you. You hear me? Yo, we be back after these.
Hey, yo. Whose mans is this? Whose mans is this? Oh, Chuck Nichols. It's your boy, Chuck Nichols? CT's Live is Hype Man, Chuck Nichols? Full Blast Representative, Chuck Nichols? Oh, man. Yo, tune to that Anchor FM, yo. Nah. We not doing nothing else. Put that Anchor FM on. That Smoke Sessions with Nichols. Yeah, that's what we trying to listen. Your boy Unicron trying to hear that. You heard? Turn that shit up.
Boom, Smoke Session with Nichols. We back at it.
We back.
Huh? Fuck with this.
Had a refresh real quick.
Yeah. He's over here with the dry mouth.
You feel me? Cotton mouth.
Like, oh my God. Pardon me. Scooty, so, yo, what kind of, all right, so, I feel your style's versatile in R&B, so what kind of, R&B you like to do? Do you like to do? Alright, so I know you got old school influentials,
mm-hmm.
but do you like to do like slow romantic R&B? You like that? Just straightforward R&B. You feel me?
I like
or that sing style.
It's a mixture. I can say it's a mixture.
What would be your top though? Fuck with me. It's your boy.
Man, I guess
like your go to, like your number one.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
I can't say sing style will be my go to because I'm aiming to be more of a balladeer, sing more ballads. You know, okay. Sing more. It don't even gotta be romantic, slow, you uh-huh. know? I just wanna fit in a pocket of R&B.
Okay.
I don't think I can even give you an answer to that because it depends on the beat. If the beat calls for me to be crying on the beat, I'm gonna cry.
Well, okay, so what if you get a mid-tempo beat and it's a, what was that? Birthday sex or kind of beat.
Yeah.
So what style, like, what would you...
Sing style.
Sing style?
Yes. Why? Because nowadays, a lot of people, the beat has to be fucking dope. I mean, nowadays, everything is in production. And so it's like, I would definitely sing style to that. Yeah. Definitely sing style to that. If it's like a slower, more... Neo, then I'm gonna, you know, give it that feel,
or
Usher, a little bit of dancing, and, you know, I'll give whatever feel it needs, but I can't even, to be honest, bro, I can't even give you an answer to that. I can't give an answer to that, because it depends on the, well, I prefer a mid-tempo beat, a mid-tempo beat, I prefer that. I don't like too slow of a song, which I could still do,
and I don't
like too fast of a song, which I could do. I'm like a mid-tempo.
Word.
I've never been asked that before.
Word.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever put any of your songs on TikTok?
Yeah, I've actually did that. Alien, I had started like a challenge.
Wait, didn't somebody, I seen somebody use it, like some ladies in New York or something, one of your songs?
That was the New York City Shake Those Titties.
Yeah, that was wild. Still, because I saw you do it, hold on, because I saw you do it at a token booth, right? It was a token booth that you sung it at, right? Am I right?
It was in the subway. I went viral. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then you woke up the next day and like, bro, come on, bro. I'm in the hood, bro. I'm real with it. I'm a fan, bro. I say it all the time.
So what happened was when I did it, when I initially did it. Okay, remember you earlier, you said I was singing on the bus.
Yep.
New York City, please go easy on me tonight. And then me and my boy Ari, he was like, yo, won't you do something funny, like put a funny remix on it? And I came up with that. Oh, shit. He brought me back to New York again. Morris Cornbread. Shout out to Morris Cornbread. He's, what is this? Subway, I forgot what it is, but Morris Cornbread on Instagram, he's a popping person. His platform is amazing.
Okay.
On TikTok, I got 100,000 shares and views. People was using the sound.
Yeah.
White girls, when they're in New York City, they pretty as fucking and shaking their titties to the sound.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I performed the version of that song at the rave. At that point, that whole 2 months was fucking crazy. From the time you see me sing on the bus, I did Jerry Springer, remember?
Yeah.
I did Jerry Springer. I was on the Jerry Springer show. My brother got a nice bag. You know, I'm an actor, inspiring actor.
What?
So I got paid a nice hefty bag. They had just dropped my episode, so the recognition was like, yo, we just seen you on Jerry, but we also just seen the TikTok. Those months was crazy, man. It was amazing, man. So, other than that, I put Alien on there, but it didn't blow up like the New York City shit. Yeah. Because what I'm learning now is you need these personalities to help.
Yeah.
You know, I can sing, but I don't have that big ass platform. His platform, you guaranteed to
pop.
Nigga, the nigga who made the beat, I'm on his page right now. He got an Emmy. I mean, he's Grammy nominated right now for the New York City beat with Alicia Keys and Fabio Foreign. I'm on his reels on his page. He reposted me. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know who I am.
You're fucking
so
right.
That's dope. That's dope to me, man. That's dope.
Keep pushing.
My son, like, yo, dad, I see you on TikTok and my friends is oh my God. Oh my God. When the kid, you know when the kids is on to you?
Yeah.
You already know it's a rap.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do too, man. That's what I'm trying to do. TikTok. That's the wave.
Yeah.
That's the wave. So.
They say it's a crazy rabbit hole though.
Yeah.
They say it's wild. It does some wild shit, but we ain't gonna get it. That's a whole
nother episode.
Whole nother episode. You know. But yo, what's your top 3 things you be talking about? Like your face.
Don't okay. Like I'ma say this one respectfully.
What?
I'ma say it real sturdy.
What?
Cause niggas be trying to play niggas. I fuck with Platt, nigga.
Give yourself.
You feel me?
Give yourself.
You
feel me? All right.
This is my top 3. You feel me?
Cause talk to me.
You feel me? Like talk niggas be like, oh, Platt is like the Reggie of. What? It's like the bottom of the bottom for Zy. Because niggas just follow trends.
Just
when everybody's. Remember when Hennessy was dope? Yeah. And this nigga started drinking Patron, Casamigos, the Tito's. They just following trends.
Yeah.
Nigga, when it runs. Oh, okay. Platt.
Uh-huh.
Runts.
Uh-huh.
And I like a good. I like a good Kush.
Let's roll this up, though.
Smell that.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Let's get some of that going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but let me. I want to emphasize on the Platt. Right? Let me tell you, niggas, something about the Platt.
Talk
right?
to us.
It smell good. It roll good. Okay. And the weed tastes
amazing.
Amazing. Stop trying to act like, oh, I'm too good to smoke Platt, nigga. Because at the end of the day, and you know, this is what these niggas do when they say, I smoke weed. I'm a weed connoisseur. Somebody be like, oh, yo, this is some apple fritter. Nigga, that's Platt. I can look at weed and tell you what it is.
Greater.
You feel me? But my number one strain is I'm a runts. I love runts. I love all type of runts.
Uh-huh.
And I love sour too. I love sour too. But guess
that,
what?
That good we'll sour.
But we'll never find that again. 09, 08 sour.
Oh yeah, we will. Give me a second.
Guarantee. Listen, please don't be amongst the ones that had to tell you, nah, that ain't it. Because they be like, yo, this is it. I swear. If you don't stink, I got to smell. You don't take the weed. I supposed to be able to smell the sour before you even take the weed out of anything, nigga. Yep. That's the sour I want. Okay. But platinum, I love me some platinum. Don't try to act like you don't smoke platinum. Don't try to act like you're not too good for platinum.
Niggas be acting like they too good for anything, though.
Don't do that. They do that. Guess what? And this niggas would be like, this is what I do, right? They'd be like, oh, I don't smoke plat, right? Uh-huh. And then a week go by and niggas ain't got weed now. And I'm rolling up. And guess what? Oh, you don't smoke plat. So let me smoke this plat by my motherfucking self. Stop playing. Man, plat is amazing. Plat is amazing. You hear me? And it gets you high every time.
Right? No failures to it.
You feel me? The truth is, niggas is motherfucking crackheads out here. They be looking for a bigger motherfucking high. And see me, I smoke a lot of weed. I got an eighth. What? 11? No. Yeah, like 11:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
This was the last blunt I rolled when you came. That was the last blunt, nigga. I smoke an eighth a day. Literally.
Nigga.
Literally. So, you know, niggas just be wanting that extra supernova. Plat, runts, and sour is my top three strains.
Top three?
Please don't bring me no sour and say it's sour. Because I'm going to look at
you
right.
It is not, you mean?
I'm going to look at you right in your face. The people who I cop weed from, they be frustrated with me. Don't tell me some shit is Grape Ape and I don't smell no grape. Don't tell me this is Skittles and I don't smell no Skittles. Don't tell me this is some banana kush or some mango and I don't even smell nothing. It don't even taste like nothing. You just want to get this low-level med. Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all niggas be playing.
Man, don't play with Scooty, nigga. Game up, man.
Right?
For real.
I've been said that, though.
For real.
It's really crazy out here.
I rarely buy street weed now. I rarely buy it. Uh-huh. Rarely.
Uh-huh.
The last nigga that who I was copping from. I'm not impatient. Okay, here's my thing.
I think I saw the status.
Nigga.
I swear to God. I think I did.
Here's my thing, right? You smoke just as much as I do, probably not more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And before you had weed, you was copping from somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I buy an eighth a day. The person who I deal with now, if I don't got money, I can get two eighths and pay them back. I'm good with my credit.
Yeah, yeah. For today?
Nigga, I needed to. I was going through it, nigga. You know those days when you need to smoke.
Stop.
And I put money in niggas' pockets, and this nigga trying to. I said, let me hold an eighth. This nigga said, all right, I got you. This nigga. Now, I know, you know, you got to wait a little bit. That's cool.
When you
this nigga
him,
had me.
You asking. Huh? When you asking, you got to wait a little bit.
This nigga made me wait like 5 hours. I said, bro, no funny shit. If you didn't want to give me the weed, you could have just said that. Me waiting 5 hours for a credit. I am not a crackhead, my nigga.
At all.
Let me block you. And find somebody else. Because my money is amazing.
That's it.
My money is amazing. If you was my plug, you would love when I call you. Whether it's a credit or not. Because guess what? I'm the type that pay for my credit and buy two more eighths on top of that. So if I owe you two, say if your eighth is 25, I'm giving you $100 because I'm buying two more on top of my
just
credit.
Fucking the game
you know,
up,
come
bro.
On, man. That should be pissing me off, bro.
That's all. Fucking the game up. Don't touch it with Nichols. We here.
And don't make me wait for forever.
No.
Don't make me wait. Don't tell me 10 minutes and then 30 minutes later you still ain't here. Because guess what? I let you still pull up and I already have weed. Because why the fuck is you making me take so long? Why are you... Come on, bro.
Like, shit, it should be wild like that.
I be wanting to stop smoking weed sometimes, bro. I be so frustrated. I be wanting to stop. I'm serious, bro.
People be making you want to stop smoking?
Bro. I'm so... And it's funny, but I'm...
It I is, mean I'm this sorry.
With, I'm nah, sorry. It's cool. It's cool because I really mean this with every ounce of my... Bro, like... I don't like that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
If I'm waiting like 10, 20 minutes tops.
That's different.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm used to having like 5 different people, but even still, I stopped dealing with certain people because y'all don't even got what y'all say I got.
Niggas be starting.
Damn.
Niggas really be starting though.
Fucking and giving.
2022, niggas still be starting.
I come from the Green Dutch days, the Garcia Vega days, man. Come on, man. And they fucking up the game. They fucking up the game, bro.
Right now. All of it. Tell me a funny weed story, bro.
A funny weed story. Nigga, first started smoking weed, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was what? 14? No. 13? One of those ages. I had got into a fight.
Uh-huh.
It was dead ass a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, I literally got into a fight with somebody in the hood. My mom got scared because, you know, niggas was getting shot back and forth. So she sent me to Florida. As a result, you know, I started smoking. I came back down. So now my mom knew I was smoking. So one day, it was me, my little brother, and these two females. Like, we always chill with them or whatever.
Yeah.
So my mom, she always stayed in Marina Village. I don't know if you know about Marina, but...
A little bit.
Yeah, we stayed in these buildings, and my mom stayed with her girlfriend in the building in the back.
Okay.
We smoking our ass off. My mom ain't coming home. We good, nigga. We get a knock on the door. Do, 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 do. It's Rob, my stepfather.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Shout out to Rob.
I'm like, oh, shit. So he know we here because we blasting the music.
Yep, yep.
You feel me? So it took us a long time. So now we panicking because he don't know we smoke weed and shit. We not supposed to be smoking weed in the house, so...
Period.
He knocking on the door. At this point, we all panicking. So I'm like, fuck it, I open the door.
So it's for y'all, God.
He opened the door and he says, that motherfucker's in here smoking, huh? And I'm like, no.
What you mean?
No. He was like, don't fucking lie to me. Don't lie to me. So I told him the truth. You know, we was scared as fuck, my nigga. We was scared as fuck. Yeah. But you know what he did?
I'm big as fuck.
But you know what he did?
What?
He a real one. That nigga took us to the store because we used to, and before my mom made catches, we used to boil Fabuloso.
Yeah.
Took us to the store, bought some Pine Sol Fabuloso, and us some munchies, and gave us money for more weed. We were scared the whole motherfucking time. I got one more story, right? This is kind of embarrassing. I was living in New Haven.
Uh-huh.
I was frustrated. One of those days, you feel me? My mom always told me, never smoke something you never see roll. I'm walking down the street to the bus stop.
God.
And I wanted to smoke so fucking bad. I'm walking down the street, this dude, he's like, yo, you got light? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, bet. I let him get the lighter. He like, yo, you want to hit this? I'm like, hell yeah. Mind you, he lit it in front of me.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I hit the blunt. Now, you know, I'm a big greedy nigga. I don't just hit the blunt. I like that third one. I started tasting like
marker,
nigga. Now I'm right next to St. Rayfield's Hospital, right? Nigga.
Yeah.
It was dust.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after the third hit, you know how a pumpkin, you ever seen how a pumpkin face looks with the carved out?
Yeah.
The nigga, imagine my face right now with my eyes and my mouth carved out. The nigga was smiling at me.
Like a jackass.
And walked away from me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? And he just walked away from me, bro. So I walked in the hospital. I started panicking. I felt my heart beating fast, bro. Like, I went into the hospital, St. Rayfield Hospital, nigga, and they told me that I have PCP in my system, nigga.
Yeah.
So... That was traumatizing as fuck, bro.
That shit is crazy.
I was embarrassed too. I had to tell my mom and tell everybody what happened and how to, like, that was embarrassing as fuck, bro. Like, but I knew it was dust because the third time I hit that shit and I held it, It didn't taste right. And then when I looked at him, his eyes and his mouth, it was like he was a, he wasn't a pumpkin, but he had the eyes and the mouth of a carved out pumpkin. And he was smiling at me. I'm like, you motherfucker, you. And this is my exact words that I quote. I said, you ain't shit. You knew exactly what you did. And that's fucked up. You knew this was some dust.
Yo, you know it's crazy?
You knew it was dust.
The fact that you just said that you wanted to smoke bad, that was, you know what I mean? I believe like the universe work in mysterious ways, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like
it taught me something.
Yeah, that shit. It definitely taught me. Yeah. Especially somebody you don't know.
Nigga.
Like, nigga. Random nigga just like, yo, you got a light? Nah, hey, you can use it, but fuck that.
Right. He like, yo, you wanna hit this on? I didn't hesitate. Yeah. Usually I was, you know, smelling.
Yeah.
I was on my way to work, so I was just trying to hit the blunt three times to be out. Lo and behold, nigga, I wasn't going to work, nigga.
Nope.
I wasn't going to work, nigga. Nope. I went right into the hospital. Thank God I was literally, nigga.
What they give you, some milk?
I don't even know what the fuck they gave me, bro. I don't even remember what happened when I got in the hospital. They just told me to sit there, and I still don't remember what happened when I got in the hospital. Word is bomb, my nigga. I got in the hospital and I don't remember what happened. I just remember telling that nigga, yo, you fucked up for what you did. You could have told me that was dust. You know what you did.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I never seen a nigga ever again, but
sheesh.
I wouldn't say that's a funny weed story, but I learned from that shit.
That's a
learning. The universe has a funny way of showing you some shit.
Yeah. Everything.
That was scary as fuck, nigga. I felt my heart. I never smoked dust before. Like, so my heart was like,
yeah, yo, that shit.
It was, bro, I didn't, yo.
That's PCP, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. I thought I was going to die, my
nigga. That shit is. I don't even know how niggas smoke that shit.
It's weird to me. It's weird.
I don't know how niggas smoke that shit.
To each his own. I'm not
judging. Yeah. I don't judge. But I just don't know. I don't like that feeling. Like, the feelings that I hear people get from that shit, I don't like.
I felt weird, bro. I felt so weird. Like, I felt weird as fuck, nigga. I felt so weird. So, and I've done some drugs. I've done different drugs. I'm 30 years old, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You ain't living until you did a little stuff.
A little sign.
But, you know, dust ain't it. Mm-mm. Dust is not it, bro. And I just felt like...
Dust is the way.
I felt like that's what you get.
That's what you get.
You got paid that same day. All you had to do was wait until you got out of work to get your check, to cash your check, to get your own weed. But because you was frustrated and mad, you hit a blunt that you've never seen roll, and you was tripping the fuck out.
That shit.
I was in New Haven, nigga. But gee, that was traumatizing to me, yeah.
Yeah, smoke session with Nichols. I get them stories, boy. Exclusives. Man,
that's actually an embarrassing story. I don't really tell a lot of people
Well, smoke session with Nichols, man. Scooty just told an embarrassing story. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
I ain't gonna tell nobody else.
Let's talk more about this album a little bit.
What's this?
That's some, what is this? Some gas, nigga. I don't even know. That's some shit I picked up by the loads. I picked it up by the load.
That's good. But on the album,
I'm an old school kind of, like, I really don't go for the new shit, so it's more around this probably some Tropical Cookies.
Oh, word.
Yeah, that's the last.
And that's another thing, Tropical Cookies. I can taste the tropical.
Yeah.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is some cookie milk, some cereal.
Nah, that shit.
If I don't taste no cereal nigga, I don't get taste the fuck
no,
out of
there's
here.
No lactose in this shit. I don't taste no ice. No, there's no cereal.
What is that? What, velvet?
Yeah, there ain't no Captain Crunch in this bitch. But oh god.
But the album, it's available everywhere, man. It's called damn, that's that tropical.
That's not cookies.
What is it?
It's called this.
Better late than never. Wait, let me look it up. Hold on.
Smoke session with Nichols. This is what we call the high point.
That's crazy.
The high point of the season.
Wow, we on air, y'all. About time. Wow.
The high point of the season. I got Scooty over here forgetting the name of his album.
Wow. Y'all, we ain't gonna tell nobody else, y'all.
At all.
Wow. So
at all.
It's available on all platforms under Alex Sims until I change my handle to Scooty Sims, but A-L-E-X-S-I-M-S.
Word.
About time. It's 12 tracks up there. Oh, yeah. The album is amazing, man.
How long it took you to do it?
Well, I had like 5 songs already pre-recorded.
Okay.
But what I did was I booked a 5-hour session and I did 6 songs in 5 hours.
Word.
So, I would say it took me like, since I already had the other songs recorded, after the real work, I really, 5 hours, I would say 5 hours. You know, I wasn't there for the mix and the mastering, but like 5 hours, given that physically being in a booth and, you know, doing like 6 tracks, you know.
Say you wanted to do an album from scratch, how long would it take you?
From scratch, the whole process, you talking about like recording or like writing,
all that shit.
Well, writing.
From beginning, intro, skit, if niggas still do it, because I'm going to have them on my joint.
Yeah.
And then, what's that? Outro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Interlude. All that shit. All that shit. Like, how long would it take you to do a whole album?
Well, I'm actually doing an album now.
Dope.
But like I said, it's back burner.
Because
of the show.
Listen.
Because of the show.
You gotta get your name out there, bro. Yeah. I respect it. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as long as it's coming, I'm a fan. I'm here for it. So, as long as you just told me at your own mouth, motherfucker. So, I ain't worried about shit, nigga. You dig? So, let's do it. Go ahead.
But, it'll take me probably, like, I got, like, 1, 2, 3 songs written.
Uh-huh.
I probably want to do like, I did 12, so I probably want to do probably like 6, half of that.
Okay.
You know, just to give it more of a, I don't want to give water to that one.
Yeah. No, because you can't saturate.
Right, I want you to want more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, 2, 6 songs. So, it'll probably take me, if I really dedicate, like really to the muscle, a month.
A month.
It'd take me a month to like write, you know, get everything down, rehearse. Because before I step foot in, my time is money.
You fucking right.
When I go in the booth, if I got 5 hours, I'm doing 5. So each hour, and we just doing roughs. Just to get the rough shit laid down so I can get it mixed and mastered. Each hour, 45 minutes tops, I should be done with each song. But I also like to sit on my songs. I want to go back into the studio because I might hear something one day and the next day I might hear something different. So it took me about a month. I would say like a month.
Word.
Yeah, it took me a month, man.
Word.
My album release party, what I did, my album came out 4/20 of last year. There was a Trinity that day. I got my license that day.
Word.
I had, the album had dropped that day.
Word.
And the album release party was that day. I made a gross of $3,000 on my own from merchandise to the little bar I had to ticket sales and CD sales because I had physical CDs. I had 100 CDs made. So out of all of that money, I didn't make all my money back, but I was proud of myself. The album and the project and the studio time and the paying for the liquor and all that, it cost me $5,000. I made $3,000 back. I made back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really make back what I wanted to, but I seen something.
And you had fun and it came from what it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you got to take a loss to gain.
You gotta spend something to get something.
Yeah, so
an entrepreneur could be rich today and be
tomorrow. How much you spent? $5,000.
Yeah.
You didn't lose $5,000.
Right, because I put it towards. You're right.
You.
Right. Right.
So that $2,000 was just you putting out.
Right.
Like really, you feel me?
Right. Right. Right.
So, bro, it's like when you, like we said in the beginning, bro, like when you invest in yourself, it's never a loss.
Never, ever.
Never.
Not with me, because my thing is, I know I'm going to make my money back. I know whether it be this way or that way. I'm always Yo, I always say I don't know if I have a personal angel or God really loves me or the universe is just my time. Because everything that I want, I might not get it when I want it, but I tell you, I get everything that I want. Everything that I want. Everything that I need. I was $600 short for the show. I got it.
You're a hustler, bro.
I didn't have an outfit. Mind you, I just lost my job. I ain't have wardrobe. I still didn't have wardrobe. I ain't have to get my... all that shit's paid for, nigga.
Dope.
No job. Just because it's like that.
It's the universe, bro.
The fucking universe. Exactly, man.
It's the universe, bro.
It's crazy.
Like, yo, I'm a strong believer in that shit. Like, I definitely... like, it happens. It happens because it's supposed to.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe in manifestation.
Yeah. And speaking into existence.
There you go.
That's a big thing. Like speaking into existence. And don't just speaking into fucking existence. Make action.
Right. My dad said, one thing about me is I was always gifted with words, whether it was never in a positive way or the next. I could make you mad. I could make you feel tiny. But my dad said this to me. He said, son, because in the same instance I could do that, I could make you laugh. Mm. If you're sad, I could lift you up. You feel me? So my dad said, son, the tongue is a powerful weapon. And you're a singer, right? And he said, everybody started talking about the... My dad been on what's today's mathematics. So when we talked about manifestation, he said... even when you're mad, things you speak out of your mouth will come to pass, whether you realize it, whether it's today, a month, or a year from now. So I said that to say, he said, instead of using your tongue negatively, why not use it in to draw people closer to you, to make people happy, to cheer people up. Why not do that? So when I say things like when... my manifestations is either Joe Monica or John B for their next tour. They gonna want me to come on their tour because my set was so amazing. That's my manifestation. Word. Scooty, that the meaning of Scooty is star. The UY Scooty is the biggest star in the galaxy. And if I my that's my manifestation. I'm not that now, but I want to be and I will be the biggest star out there. If not. The one of the biggest star. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you look it up and go on Google and you type in the letter U, Y, and you put in Scooty, it says the biggest, most brightest, shiniest star in the galaxy. Mm. So why, and this ring, Scooty, I'm a walking manifestation of what I want, you know? So everything I speak from being angry, from being happy, from being sad, I know that it has power behind it. I said last year when I was going through what I was going through, everything I said I was going to do, I'm going to get this bread with or without you. And I'm doing it all the way I said I was. All these bookings, all these shows that I'm doing. This is the Oakdale Nichols. This is 5,000 people.
Yes.
And that's strictly off of manifestation. Strictly off of that. I don't have no team around me. I don't have no resources other than me knowing people and networking and singing.
That's it.
So strictly network. Off of manifestation network. And how I got that. So, the words are very powerful.
Fucking right. Yeah, I was thinking people watch, bro.
Yeah. But are they listening? That's the thing.
They
a lot of people watch, but are you digesting? Are you ingesting?
They don't want to. They
you
don't
know,
want to.
You know, are you ingesting?
Because I see it. I see, like, even I get it. I get the likes and the, you know what I mean? But, like, people don't really, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Because I know I'm acknowledged. But it's not nothing that I want. You feel what I'm saying?
See, but let me stop you right there. Me, last year, I felt like that was my same thing. Y'all motherfuckers not acknowledging me. here, here's my reason why y'all motherfucking should be acknowledging me, right? Uh-huh. 3 years straight, I was performing for free. Mm. Every Wednesday, they to the point where they named me the king of R&B Wednesdays. Mm. Not only that, I'm doing a lot of bookings. I show love to everybody. Why is it that y'all not acknowledging me? See, you see how you say it's a, no, it's not the fuck okay. Because I'm coming to your club, to your establishment, and I'm helping build this fucking atmosphere, and you're not paying me. Mm. When I'm posting this, my album, when I posted the video, the least you could do is share it, comment, like it, show love to it, and y'all don't do none of that. So here's what the fuck we gonna do right here. Y'all gonna acknowledge me, and even if y'all don't, fuck y'all, I'm no longer dealing with y'all. The people who I deal with now, most of them were strangers. Mm. You feel me? Fuck that. Don't, and that's another thing too. I get it, you're humble, but no, nigga, you say you 48 episodes in. They need to put some fucking respect on your name. Mm. They need to put respect on your name. Mm. I've been doing this for forever, and I'm dropping albums and videos, and nobody's not showing no respect and no love and giving me flowers, and I'm always showing everybody. I'm doing challenges to y'all shit, and y'all not showing me no love back? So let me bark and pop my shit real quick. And right after I did that, you feel me, people? It's like, because through me ranting and yelling and talking shit, I was speaking facts, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I was working at UPS, a union job. I was taking days off of my job that was paying me to go do something that I love to do.
Yeah.
And y'all not reciprocating of that same love. I couldn't. I'm good now with it now. Y'all don't have to. Now y'all don't gotta acknowledge a motherfucking thing.
That's the thing though. That's what I was saying. That's
now like, y'all don't gotta do shit because look where I'm at now. Like, yo, you know what's crazy to me, bro? Like, this is what's crazy to me. And people be like, yo, stop. When I be like extra humble, people think I'm trying to be corny. No, I'm not trying to be corny. Sometimes when I'm outside, me and my girl, or I just be outside, some people walk up to me, speak to me, and I don't even know who the fuck they are. But they know me because of, you know what I'm saying? And you know how amazing that feel, bro?
Yeah.
Do you know the feeling but guess what? I don't let that make me inflate my head.
Nah, you can't.
I don't let that make my head inflated because guess what? It's so many other people out here like that too. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. I act, and the shit I was complaining about, you call it the universe, God, Mother Earth, turned it around to the whole 360. They show love. I'm actually making money off of streams. My first check I got last year. It was only $100, but God is amazing. Hey. God is, do you know how much streams you gotta get to get $100? That's a lot of motherfucking streams.
Yeah.
So God is amazing for me to even be able to do that. I'm getting booked now. People calling me to sing for wedding proposals and fashion shows.
Talk about it.
Podcasts.
Talk about it. Hey, we here.
You feel me? Like, so it's amazing. Yeah. So when you can't let people, and I feel like the only reason why I'm doing this because I demanded that respect. I demanded it. I took that respect because I put in too much just to be overwalked. I'm a big ass nigga. I'm 300 pounds. You can't walk past me without seeing me. So it's the same thing on social media. My presence is as big as it is in front of you as it is on social media. So I know you seen the post.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you seen my album. Yeah. I was just in your establishment singing for you. I just helped. When R&B Wednesdays first started, when it first started, people wasn't. I helped create and facilitate that. So you feel me? And we cool now. I'm not mad at nobody now, but I was just mad because the fact that I'm not even getting a free drink at the bar, Chuck. Nothing. And I was cool with that because it's the art. I love to sing. Y'all giving me y'all stage to sharpen my blade.
Yeah.
In the same token, where is the reciprocated love and respect?
Yeah.
I'm leaving a job where I help pay my bills to come do this. And y'all singers, I'm fucking doing challenges and to y'all shit, helping y'all get more streams, and I drop one song, one video. Still to this day, I got one video. If you ask me, I should have 10,000 views right now. I should have more than 10,000 views, but I don't. whatever, whoop de fucking do. But guess what? Soon as they see me on the stage with Monica or opening for Maya, now everybody want to meet. But I'm up now. Everybody likes Booty. What's up now? Used to hate on me. Everybody showing me love now. Bitches used to dub me. Now they begging for the bust down. Always wore my heart on my sleeve. I don't give a fuck now. Don't try to fuck with me now because you see me opening up for all these big people when I was asking for y'all, asking for the same attention and adoration and love and support before I was there. Yeah. Now y'all could suck my dick. I did it by myself, man. Did it by myself. So fuck y'all now. I love y'all. That's fuck it. Y'all.
That's it. Smoke session with Nichols. Yo, mm-hmm. What track we gonna rock?
From the album.
Yeah.
I know you fuck with Alien.
Yeah, just give me something. Like, it don't even gotta, just give me something. It ain't even gotta be Aliens. What we gonna get the people to rock out to, like, while we leaving? What
is You want me to sing something?
No. People.
So okay. So what song? Okay.
We gonna call, what song you giving me?
This song that I'm gonna give y'all. It's called the acronyms is well. The song is called With or Without You, man. Okay. And it's about fighting to do whatever it is to do. No matter who's gonna help you, if they're gonna help you or not, whether you got them or they with you or they ain't with you. I'm gonna get this bread with or without you. I'm gonna find my way with or without you. I'm gonna give my all with or without you. So without further ado, this is With or Without You by Scooty Sims.
Yo, it's your boy Chuck Nichols. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Thank y'all for tuning in once again. Make sure y'all tune in to High Sobriety. We go send out the alerts when we go live. Check out the merch booth. Scooty, give them the socials real quick.
Yep, you can follow my Instagram at Scooty, SCUTI_Sims, SIMS. Yes, my Instagram, and same thing for my Facebook. You feel me? All platforms, Alex Sims, that's ALEXSIMS, until word. I change my handles, man. Word. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate word. It. Man.
Hell yeah. Follow everybody that I bring on these shows on anything. Fuck with us. And what was the song again?
Called With or Without You,
With
man.
With or Without You by Scooty Sims, a.k.a. Alex Sims. It's your boy Chuck Nichols, Smoke Session with Nichols. Bye, niggas!
Time to separate, elevate. Been at it for so long, it's time to up the game. Every word I speak, it comes directly from my soul. Got a lot of shit to say, but I keep it on hold. It's all about releasing, time to let it go. What's to worry what they'll think of me, but fuck it though. When I really think about it, who was really there? Everybody say they love you, but who really cares? Tryna turn my eyes to even, cause this shit ain't fair. Remember days and nights alone when I was feeling scared. But I'm up now, everybody like Scooty, what's up now? Used to hate on me, everybody showing me love now. Bitches used to dub me, now they begging for the bus down. Always wore my heart on my sleeve, I don't give a fuck now. Don't give a fuck now. Used to hate on me, everybody showing me love now. Bitches used to dub me, now they begging for the bus down. Always wear my heart on my sleeve, I don't give a fuck now. Revelations, they hesitating, I'm elevated. Flow is super heavy, they featherweighting. Waited on my chance to get my blessings and ooh, I made it. Now they want the kid to hit the brakes, I'm accelerating. Every time I'm feeling super low, I get levitated. Everybody showing me fake love and I fucking hate it. Every day I wake up, thank the Lord that a nigga made it. Try to blackmail a nigga, but I'm too melanated. Ain't nobody here to hold it down, so I'm delegating. Got me in position where I'm ruling and regulating. I'm just here to cancel all the rumors they speculating. Pops told me hold it down, cause it get better later. Say, and I'm gonna get this bread with or without you. And I'm gonna find my way with or without you. I'm gonna give my all with or without you. I know you thought I couldn't grind with or without you. Do without you. I'm gonna get this bread with or without you. And I'm
Waking up in cold sweats, I thought that shit was real. Head hurting, mind racing like I popped a pill. My heart getting much colder, think it's time I chill. Head spinning, got me thinking about that breadwinning. And don't you get up in my way, oh, that's your head, nigga. And no, I'm not no killer, but you heard this, what I said, nigga. Oh.
Somehow, some way, I'm gonna make it out this trap one day. Somehow, somewhere, maybe night, maybe day, I'm gonna make it out this bitch one day. Maybe night, maybe day, I'm gonna get this bread with or without you. I'm gonna find my way with or without you.
I'm elevating, flow is super heavy, they feather waiting. Waited on my chance to get my blessings and ooh, I made it. Now they want the kids to hit the brakes, I'm accelerating. Every time I'm feeling super low, I get levitating. Got me in position where I'm ruling and speculating. Ain't nobody here to hold it down, so I'm delegating. Pops told me hold it down, cause it get better later. And I'm gonna get this bread with or without you. I'm gonna find my way with or without you, to without you. I'm gonna give my all with or without you, without you. I'm gonna find my way with or without you, without you.